Welcome to Off the Record. I'm Andres. So for this one of the Quarantine Vent Edition series, this is not so much a vent as more something informational. This thing actually debuted on YouTube over the weekend as of this post. So in case you missed it, I do recommend you check out the YouTube video I made about this because I go over to some graphics and slides for you to see. But overall, you can get the gist of it just on the audio version. So without further ado, here is the episode that made its debut on YouTube, which you should be liking, sharing, and subscribing to, and hitting the notification bell so you don't miss out on these, to talk about contact tracing, something I've been covering for a little bit now, especially my YouTube channel, and what the flip is the Western States Pact that should send shivers down your spine.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey YouTube, it's Andres coming at you with another video. And in this video, I gotta talk a little bit more about this whole contact tracing stuff because there's been stuff happening that's going under the radar for a lot of people. And like someone mentioned in the comments, and I thank you for the compliment, that I feel like I'm one of the only ones actually trying to address it from a concerned citizen's perspective. Now, I'm not trying to speak about anything conspiratorial. I'm only going to go through actual news cycles from trusted sources to show you what's actually going on. When I did my BlackBerry video, I did go over what contact tracing is, and that's from a Reuters video, and I left a link to the actual Reuters news article just about that. And I posted, I know it's a bit grainy, but thank you to those that understand what I was talking about. It was something that I did ingest. I just did it on a whim. And I posted it up because it was just like, it's what I was talking about, like that's coming, happened right then and there. And it was this email that I had received that I read in my previous video. I'm not going to read it again now, but it's Verizon support for COVID-19 contact tracing. And of course, this is in the United States for those of us that are on Verizon. Look, before diving into any of this, folks, I talk about this kind of stuff not so much regularly, but the main show is something I talk about: real estate news, talk, and tech. Tech I try to show off more here on YouTube because it's more like of a hands-on thing and it requires some graphics at times. But there's also life in general, where I talk about how you can work smarter, not harder, with the technology that's at hand. And it's how you can better your life to being healthy, mindful, and a more positive mindset. Not positivity per se, but a more positive mindset. All in all, I've started to talk more about stuff that I only address on Off the Record, which is only on my website for obvious reasons, because big tech is censoring a lot of things, where I have been addressing things like this contact tracing. I actually brought this up back in March, but only if you have been attending to my show on my website have you been able to hear about it. But this week I've had to open up more at the risk of having more of my videos demonetized, because I have been demonetized, I have been silenced on a few things, and I have some things taken down. And I'm not even getting all political about it. I'm just literally delivering news, but some hotkeys are misconstrued and maybe some people report it, I don't know. But all I'm telling you is that there is some censorship going on, and I'm just giving you a fair warning that I don't know how long this thing's going to be up, so I'm going to repackage it as an audio podcast and putting it on my show and Off the Record. You can only check out my website. You don't have to subscribe or sign up to anything right now, but you'll be able to find it when it goes up. But that's that. I want to talk about contact tracing and how here in California it's become a bit of a concern to those of us, especially since Ventura County has already been doing this for some time and has deployed it in the past 2 weeks, being something a lot more strict. Now, I don't want to just be the one delivering the news. I want you to hear from yourself, from the Department of Health, from the city of Ventura. This is what they had to say about 2 weeks ago. This is an excerpt of a 35-minute presentation.
It's not just our county that's bringing more people on. There are going to be thousands of people hired who will be these contact investigators throughout the state. And this is occurring in many, many other states as well, perhaps all of the states in our country. We will be giving intensive training to these people, training not only for identifying and finding contacts, but also in terms of how to be sensitive about doing it. We also realize that as we find more contacts, some of the people we find are going to have trouble being isolated. For instance, if they live in a home where there's only one bathroom and there are three or four other people living there, and those people don't have COVID infection, we're not going to be able to keep the person in that home. Every person who we're isolating, for instance, needs to have their own bathroom. And so we'll be moving people like this into other kinds of housing that we have available.
Okay. So this was something that Ventura County, which is neighboring Los Angeles, for those of you that live in California would know that, they've been doing contact tracing for some time. Look, I'm all for tracking down this virus and also keeping a clamp on things. I have some opinions about the lockdown that I've already shared on my show, so if you want to hear what I have to say about that, go there, because it'll probably be demonetized or taken down altogether here on YouTube. So I'm not going to address that on this video. What I will get at, though, is how contact tracing is going to be implemented, because in the name of a health emergency and crisis, they're trying to strip away our civil liberties. Here in the United States, that's not the way you can't do that, because it's protected by the Constitution. And even though each state under the 10th Amendment has their own state rights, this cannot trample our First Amendment rights in this country. Some people applaud South Korea, and I've said it before, South Korea got a handle on the virus early on because they became North Korea. They started doxing their own citizens. That is not and cannot happen here, because that's not how it works here. Everybody's been having... Anybody who's anybody has been following the news regarding what's been going on with the Senate hearings over the past 18 months with Facebook, Twitter, even YouTube to an extent, especially the VOD Apocalypse, for anybody familiar with what happened between Vox and Lotto or Crowder channel on YouTube. A lot of the things that changed in the landscape of YouTube, and also the changing of speech that has changed in the past 18 months, the deplatforming of people just because they have a different opinion, they call it hate speech. So there's been a lot of that stuff going on in regard to censorship, a removal of First Amendment rights. So people bringing up concerns about what's going on during the lockdown have been met with the same kind of treatment where they've been silenced. This is not something that I do on this show, okay? It's not something that I try to talk about or address some kind of politics. But because this is in the realm of tech, and it's now coming to, it's not just on my doorstep now, it's on my devices, I'm only relaying the news and giving you the information that you should be aware of what's coming down the pipeline, especially during this time of crisis. This is all happening according to what I expected and I talked about in previous episodes across my different platforms. This is from earlier this week from Linwood Times. This is from Linwood, Washington, Washington State. So the governor, Inslee, I hope I pronounced that right, he laid out the statewide contact tracing plan for COVID-19. Now remember, I'm in California. This is gonna be important later. So their approach is a five-step approach. Contact tracing. I'm going to leave links as many of these in the video description down below, so you can find these yourself. Contact tracing. Step one, quarantine upon first symptoms. Number two, test widely. Number three, isolate quickly. Number four, identify contacts. Number five, quarantine contacts and repeat all over again. So what it means to isolate, quarantine, these are from a presentation that the department was doing with the governor earlier in the week. Isolate and quarantine in four steps. One, quarantine immediately upon first symptoms and stay quarantined upon receiving a negative test result. Number two, those who test positive for COVID-19 will need to isolate for 14 days. That includes everyone in the household. Number three, an interviewer will call those that test positive for COVID-19 to identify and inform those contacts of potential exposure. Number four, support will be available for households who must isolate. We'll come back to that in a bit. Testing widely. Testing is only accessible to public health professionals. So they say. South Korea actually published this across everything for why anybody knew where someone that was infected was going. According to Washington, the department, their health department, they're saying that they're not going to publish it publicly. It will only be made available to public health professionals. It will not be shared with anybody else. So they say. Contacts will not be told the name of the person who may have exposed them in COVID-19. Okay, so the intent is to isolate quickly, identify and quarantine contacts. But who will be the contact tracers? These are from across three different departments or segments of government agencies. That includes the National Guard, Department of Licensing, and state and local health professionals. And they expect by the end of the week, which should be by now, according to when this was published, they will have 1,371 contact tracers trained and ready, with a number of them coming from the National Guard, which is in the blue, the yellow being the Department of Licensing, and almost 50% coming from the state and local health professionals. Okay, the enforcement thereof. So a reporter asked this, and it's timestamped on the presentation video, which I'm going to leave a link to this so you can see it yourself. It was timestamped at 38 minutes and 55 seconds when a reporter at the conference asked, when it comes to contact tracing, how are you guys going to handle people or families who don't want to, Let's start all over again. When it comes to contact tracing, how are you guys going to handle people or families who want to refuse to test or to self-isolate? If they want to leave their home to get groceries, I know you said they can't do that. How will you make sure they don't? This is the governor's response. We will have attached to the families a family support person who will check in with them to see what they need on a daily basis and help them. If they can't get a friend to do the grocery shopping, we will help them. We will help get them groceries in some fashion. If they need pharmaceuticals to be picked up, we will make sure they get their pharmaceuticals. That's going to help encourage them to maintain their isolation too. As far as refusal, it just shouldn't come to that, and it really hasn't. We've had really good success when we ask people to isolate, and they've done so in really high percentages, so we're happy about that, and we believe that will continue. Therefore, those individuals that refuse to cooperate with contact tracers and or refuse testing, those individuals will not be allowed to leave their homes to purchase basic necessities such as groceries and or prescriptions. Those persons will need to make arrangements through friends, family, or state-provided family support personnel. This is the video down here, which I'll leave a link to that you can see yourself, but the entire press conference that they go into this detail. So in other words, you'll be locked in your home. Similar to what happened to someone this month in Nashville, Tennessee, a man who tested positive for COVID-19 is charged with escape for leaving quarantines. Pretty short. This one's from KHQA.com. Metro Nashville police have charged the man who was under quarantine with escape for leaving the homeless shelter at a Nashville fairgrounds. According to the arrest affidavit for Randley Kirkley was quarantined on Thursday after testing positive, and on Monday he was informed by the Metro Nashville Health Department that he would not be allowed to leave until cleared. Yesterday, he jumped the fence in the facility and left, prompting police to stop him and arrest him nearby 2 miles away, according to officials. That's literally the entire story there. Now, I'm in California. Should I be concerned about that? Well, Ventura County is in California, and the doctor, Robert Levine, I think his name was, admitted as much that, yes, they are doing that here. But that's not that big of a concern if what's happening in Washington isn't happening here, right? Well, California, when the lockdown started, Gavin Newsom had an executive order basically commandeering all the hotels. So it was in effect that if the hospitals were going to be overwhelmed, that the hotels would be at the fallback centers, and that hasn't happened, where the hotels were needed to put in excess patients that couldn't fit into the hotels, I mean into the hospitals. But this was brought to my attention today in one of my private Facebook groups. This is from gov.ca.gov. So this is the actual newsroom of all the news from the state of California at the .gov site of California. This is one of the news reports that, if you don't keep up with it, is being buried, basically. Western states packed urge federal support for states and cities responding to COVID-19 pandemic. Now, you can read it just like whatever, straightforward. In it, it's where I have brought it up. They're asking for a $1 trillion bailout from the Congress. So the government wants you to stay home while you can't buy your things. You might have to go line up at a food distribution center, like I took in pictures and posted on my Instagram as of this recording to show what an example of one. And you can't go to work, in depending on where you are, like LA or San Francisco, you can't return to work if you're not considered essential. So I didn't think much of it because, well, it was just they're asking for money. But then I asked myself, what is the Western States Pact? So this is from the newsroom of California. Colorado, Nevada join California, Oregon, and Washington in Western States Pact. The heck is that? Colorado Governor Jared Polis and Nevada Governor Steve, I'm not going to even try to pronounce his names, announced their respective states are joining California, Oregon, and Washington in the Western States Pact, a working group of Western state governors with a shared vision for modifying stay-at-home orders and fighting COVID-19. California Governor Gavin Newsom, the Oregon governor and Washington governor recently announced that they'll be working together under a shared vision for gradually modifying their state stay-at-home orders in fighting COVID-19. They listed three shared principles as the foundational agreement. One, our residents' health comes first. Sure it is. Number two, health outcomes and science, not politics. Uh-huh, sure. Will guide these decisions. Our states will only be affected by working together. Will only be effective by working together. So in other words, this contact tracing stuff that's being deployed in Washington can be expected here in California, which to what I showed you about the Ventura County is already been expressed as much that they will, because this is all a Western pact. So if you're in Washington, if you're in Oregon, if you're in Nevada, if you're in Colorado, you're just like California, you can expect what Ventura County announced 2 weeks ago, and you can expect what Washington announced this week, that this contact tracing is the next step in enforcing how you can conduct yourself during this whole stay-at-home order. That they're literally going to keep you at home. And if what happened in Nashville, Tennessee, or what happened earlier, I think it was Kansas or Missouri or Arkansas, I don't remember. But there was an individual that tested positive for COVID-19 that the governor ended up sending the National Guard to make sure he stayed in his house. I couldn't find that story anymore on Google, but I remember that one when it became national news. So I found that interesting. All that stuff is to say that this is happening. And we have the big tech companies, telecommunication companies that are jumping on board with this. So I agree with one of the three items that is being said here. Health outcomes and science, not politics, will guide these decisions. And LA County just proved that they don't care about health outcomes and science. They care about the power that they have to keep you in your homes. So how much of this will keep spreading? We'll see. And I don't want to dive more into that because I don't know how much of this will be construed as me being vocal against the lockdown or just not caring about people and this and that. All I'm specifically telling you, that contact tracing is only the next step to all this. And if you really want to hear everything that I have to say about all this, because it goes a lot more than far beyond that, you might want to pull on your tinfoil hat. But I don't speak about conspiracies. I speak about actual things. I'm not like Joe Rogan, or I'm not like those other tinfoil hats conspiracy theories types. You're going to find I'm not one of those. Okay? And I don't want to go down the rabbit hole with you on some of those, because then it just becomes a wasteland in the comment section, so I don't want to get into that. All I'm simply telling you is delivering what's actually happening. And if one state is doing that, according to this Western state pact, that means the other four in the states will be doing this, like California, which I already shared that some counties are being more strict than what's being shown by Washington State in general. But the point is that other states are joining in. Will Utah join in? Will Arizona join in? Idaho? I don't know. We'll just wait and see. Interesting that they're blue states, aren't they? So if you really want to hear everything I had to say about this, then just go to my website, www.theandressagova.com. You can bookmark the page, or you can, if you find my one year anniversary show, I left links in the video on how you're able to get the exclusive URL so you can get direct plug into all my episodes. You don't need a subscription or anything. You get all my episodes dropping to your podcast distributor of choice, which I leave a URL there. And I don't want to say it out loud just in case, you know, it's taken down or whatever, but it's there. You can find it. I fought really hard against YouTube to get that video back up, and it's back up. So that one's there. But this one, I don't know if they'll keep it on. So we'll see how things go. I'm not giving misinformation. I'm only repeating the news from the actual government website of California. I share with you directly from the Department of Health from Ventura County themselves. I share with you from the local news agency in Nashville, Tennessee, and I share with you from the Linwood Times, a newspaper from Washington State. These are accredited and crude places. I'm not pulling from some, you know, random like fake news websites. This is legit stuff. And these are actual press conferences that you can pull the information from that are linked to all these. So I'm going to try to leave a link to all these sources in the video description down below. So anyway, like, share, subscribe, stay in the know, and you will be in the know. Again, it's not something I normally do on this channel, but I'm only delivering the news just because I've been covering it as of late. But I hope to return to just real estate news, talk, and tech in the next coming episodes. Thank you so much for watching this video. I'm Andres, and I'll see you in the next one.